Hello everyone, and welcome along to episode number 33 of the Seals podcast. My name is Albert Davis, and I'm the host of your official Chester FC podcast. There's so many ways to stay up to date and to tune in. Our homepage of theSealsPodcast.buzzsprout.com, any of your favourite apps as well, including Apple, Spotify, Amazon. Your support is always appreciated. Just the one guest for you today. I caught up with manager Callum McIntyre for a long chat on pre-season so far, player recruitment, and of course looking ahead to our National League North opener this Saturday at Bishop's Stortford. Cal Marine away on Saturday, a 2-0 win to round off pre-season. It was a good kind of test, aside in the league below. They showed some threat throughout the game, but I'm sure that you were pleased with what you were able to gain from the 90 minutes.
Yeah, look, the last pre-season game for us is always game zero. If Bishop Stortford's game one, this is game zero. It's an opportunity the week before the season starts to try and have real clarity about what you want to be. So it's the only game in pre-season where I wouldn't say the priority is the result, but there is a focus on the means to an end. So in all the other pre-season games, they are really specific about what you're targeting, and glorified training sessions in terms of your outcome. They're dead specific, whereas game zero, as we look at it, is about being ready for the opening day specifically. So it's probably about the more all-round approach to, yeah, winning the game rather than something specific. So that's why I was really pleased that it should look different to all the other pre-season fixtures, and it did. I thought we played some great stuff. We should have put the ball in the back of the net before we went 1-0 up, and in the second half, when we've had that 15-20 minute spell where we were able to get in and around their 18-yard box, what I will say, they are a more than competent opposition, and they will be right up there in the division below. Some very, very good players, and a perfect test as the last one of pre-season. So delighted to see players get on the score sheet. Stuff I want us to be better at, and that's the reality of playing any games of football in July. Probably the same will be said in August and September, but a real positive step, great way to round off pre-season, and we certainly feel ready for the season ahead.
How do you view pre-season as a whole? Obviously, there was a multitude of different kinds of tests. You had Stockport and Bolton here, who would probably be at the right end of their respective EFL divisions. You had games like the Withinshaw game, which sort of at times felt like a cup match almost. There's been a variety of tests, but how have you seen it overall?
So variety is the most important thing. It's really important that you see a lot of different opposition, a lot of different types of grounds. But for us, the way I structure pre-season is that there is something different, and it's really specific, that is targeted in each game. Because you've got to have purpose to the game. So playing friendlies to win, pointless. Playing friendlies to build confidence, pointless. You have to have a specific outcome for each fixture, which is why, with the greatest respect, any external opinion on what you see in a pre-season fixture is pointless, because you're making an assessment without knowing what you're assessing. So we can go through them handily with physical outcomes. You could see that if you watch the game. It was about making decisions with the ball, without the ball, and putting players through physical tests in a 45-minute period. You then go on to the Bolton game, where we worked on one structure out of possession. And those games against the EFL sides are really the best time to do that, because the nature of the opposition means you're going to spend the vast majority of the game without the ball. You then go against Stockport, who, real quality. So again, we did something different out of possession that night, if you remember, and also tried to do something with the ball against the best pressing side in League Two. That's the reality. So you try and combine the two. Then the following weekend comes and you go to Ashton Athletic and Withinshaw, where the focus is then getting 90 minutes into each player. And we pretty much did that bar one or two. But against Withinshaw, targeting a particular pattern of play. Now, what that means is that might not be the way to beat Withinshaw. And you reference there around a cup tie. Would we approach the Withinshaw Town game the way we did in that friendly? Well, no, probably not. But that's what you want to work on that day. Then the same, brilliant to go to Bala, really good to play a part in, a testimonial for a local player and someone that's had great service at their club. No one is bothered by the result. Well, people are only bothered by pre-season results when we get beat. Friendly results only seem to matter then. But for us, once again, we had a specific target, patterns of play, to have two players between the lines instead. And we did that for an hour. And then in the last 30 minutes, we targeted, what do we do when we have two up front remaining as a back three? It's the first time we've done that. So we do that consistently, regardless of what the opposition are doing. But that might not be the right way to play that game if there's a result on the line, but there isn't. You then go to Marine and you go, right, this is what we want to be like. Probably look at more areas, less specific, and try and put, like I say, a more well-rounded performance on, which clean sheets are a big part of that, creating chances is a big part of that, goals linked to result is a bonus. So I'm really pleased. We look at it in three blocks. The first block, return to train. What do we look like physically? Really pleased. Miles ahead of where we were last season in terms of the athletic capabilities of the players. Then the middle block, we chose to cram all our games in, and that's tough. And it's tough when I've chosen, almost been forced to choose at times, that we're going to have a really much smaller squad this year to enable us, hopefully, to have more quality. Which means when the games pile up the way they do in pre-season, Saturday, Tuesday, it can become quite physically demanding. The last block, which is the build-up to Marine and then the build-up to the Bishop Stortford game, is about where are we at, where do we need to be, really assessing and adding the detail. And I think you can start to see that. We haven't had a set-piece routine until we played Marine. We haven't touched upon that in the first 4 weeks. That then becomes the focus for the competitive games. Those details, the small details that really are worth real percentages in performance that then affect results. So delighted, really close in it group. The group have bonded really well, integrated new players. A different feel to last pre-season because it isn't all new. We were building from a more consistent base. But from my point of view, delighted with the outcomes of the previous 5 weeks.
Touch on recruitment. Obviously, a couple of new faces since we last spoke at different areas of the pitch. Nathan Woodthorpe in defence coming in and immediately being loaned out to Marine. And of course, more recently, another forward option you brought in Jake Burton.
Yeah, touch upon the two individuals. I think you're right, rather than, you know, before discussing the wider recruitment strategy and what we've been able to do in the summer. I think because of when we've done some of our business so early on, it almost feels forgotten about that we made four really big signings for the football club. Delighted to do Nathan. Nathan, someone that's known to us, spent the vast majority of his sort of young career and then his early years as a pro progressing out the academy system at Crewe, had an injury and was at Lancaster City last year, and we sort of opened those discussions towards the end of the year, played in a friendly for us against high quality opposition at the back end of last season, where he really caught the eye. The thing with Nate's situation is that because of how long he was out and how hard he worked to get fit, he played a block of games for Lancaster and impressed at the end of the season. We want to continue him playing. So because at this moment in time, he might be behind Joel Taylor in our the immediate pecking order to play at left back. He might be behind Liam Edwards, Matty Williams, Harrison Burke to play at centre-half week in, week out. So rather than him be around us and work his place into the team that way, it's vital that he continues playing. So to get him a high-quality loan like the one at Marine, a side that are fairly close to us in the football pyramid, a staff that we know, that we like, that we trust, just felt the right thing to do. So he goes there till January and can have a 6 month period to continue the upwards curve that he's on. With Jake, we spoke to Jake really early on in the summer. He was someone that, again, from a geography point of view, is really well known to us. Spoke early on the summer, wanted to explore some opportunities higher at the pyramid. But it was for us about getting him into our environment. Because you think you know what you're getting when a player's played 26 games in League Two, EFL games, EFL Trophy games, FA Cup games, but you want them in your own environment and want to have real clarity around what they are. So when we got them in our environment, two really tough games to play in, particularly, like I say, the focus in those games was defensive output, which ticks every box in that respect. But you then go, I see things on the training ground. I get a feel for people. The fact that Jake turned down other opportunities, significantly more money elsewhere, to be a part of what we're trying to do here was really appealing to us. And that, it kind of brings you on to that wider recruitment where I'm delighted with the business we've done. I almost think people forget about the business that we've done. And at times I can, because we did it so early on. So to secure Charlie Caton, 14 goal involvements in 26 games last season is a ridiculous statistic. Absolutely ridiculous. Seven goals in a team for us last year. That over the course of a season, as he continues to improve, he's already finding the net in pre-season. I just think because of his age, it almost might feel that he can't go and be a number nine. Well, why can't he? I'm very much, as everyone knows, if you are good enough, you are old enough. So we really back him alongside Cole Hall, massive for us last season, pre-injury. Like you say, you then bring Jake Burton in, he brings Zach Goodson in. We start this season with more forwards than we did last season. When you have those four, you add Adam Thomas to that. Last season, to start the season with Willoughby, Dudley, Hall as your out-and-out centre-forwards. There were three, we now have four. You obviously have Thomas and Stevenson. Yes, we have Thomas. We've gone with the extra central player. You have players that can play in those attacking areas if required as well. So really pleased with that unit as a front line. Everyone always wants strikers, staff included. I think every club, I always say that whenever you get any call from anyone in recruitment, any agents, I speak to anyone on the street, oh, what are we looking for? Yeah, strike it. No one turns goals down. But you have to look and be really pleased about the attacking unit we've got in the building. That again, Joel Taylor, really well known to the club. Pleased with what we've seen from him in pre-season. I think he scored his first goal for the last time he scored, he was seven. So it was really nice for him to score against Bolton. Elliot Whitehouse made a massive contribution for us last season. To get him and secure someone with his pedigree is the word I always use when I talk about Elliot, his influence around the changing room, and Zach Goodson, who was really in demand in the summer. There was a reason Altrincham paid a fee for him. There was a reason so many clubs in our division wanted him, and equally as a reason he signed for us. We've strengthened that team, I feel, from last season. Yeah, there's losses. There's two particular ones. One at the top end of the pitch who scored a lot of goals. But let's be real. Last season, we didn't sign a ready-made 20-goal-a-season striker. We signed someone with real potential. We developed them and we put them in a system and a structure where they had their record goal-scoring season. In my previous club, we signed a striker that had been around that level who was scoring 10, 11 goals, and we were able to put them in a system, develop them, put some structure around them, where they scored 31 goals from open play, not a penalty taker. That's the reality, is to, I really back the system and the structure we have, that we've always had a thriving centre forward. So maybe we haven't signed a 6'4" front man. Maybe we haven't signed someone that scored 20 goals a season last year at this level. Because there's a queue of them, isn't there? There's a queue of them outside. The queue goes up Bumpers Lane, round the back of Stokers and down at B&Q. There isn't. Those players are in demand. What we've always done as a staff and as a club, we will develop players with real potential into that player. And I look forward to seeing all four of them. Doesn't matter whether they've got number 9 on, number 21, number 7, or, you know what I mean, the other one's number 27. Whoever that ends up being, we've got real forward options that allow us to be aggressive with the front two and really make sure we've got goals on the pitch. In the same way, Det Weekes chips in with his goals. Elliot Whitehouse chips in with his goals. You look at those players. I want Ewan Murray to score more goals. That's the next bit in his development in terms of his profile. And then George Glendon, whose goal contributions at his peak will rival anyone. So I think it's a really simplistic way to look at football, to go, this player is going to score all these goals. As much as that might be a brilliant reflection on an individual season last year, it's a collective weakness. It was a collective weakness that our goals weren't shared around the team. You've seen towards the end of the season that changed, probably had to change and did. And then again, this season, I'm really pleased with the attacking players as a collective and that forward unit I've got. We've got more quantity of forward players than we started the season with last year. But like I say, there is one addition we'd want to make in forward areas, but we don't have more money to spend than we did last season. We don't, resource-wise, I'm working on the same playing budget as we were the year before. And that, I know that when I took the job. I knew that when I signed a new contract. But this year I've chosen to structure it differently, which what that looks like, it'll be a smaller squad, hopefully to have that little bit more quality. So I do want to make one more forward addition of a kind. But look, we'll see who that is. We've got a couple of options. It can't just go and be an out-and-out centre forward, because then you stockpile them. We want someone with real flexibility. We need it to be someone with real versatility in them forward positions. But look, the bottom line of what I'm saying, I believe we have a stronger team than the team that started the season last year. I believe we've got a stronger squad in terms of quality. What it won't have is the numbers that we finished the season with. We finished the season with an enormous squad. That's the way to get the most out of the playing budget that's on offer at Chester.
5 days to go, new season, new National League North campaign. Looking forward to it?
Yeah. Look, yeah. That pre-season period, the excitement builds all the time. I spoke to you about it offline over the weekend, didn't I? That just feels really real. The last pre-season game does. Starting to look at pre-match meals, starting to look at plotting the six-game blocks, all the stuff that in the middle of the season, in the thick of it, is your bread and butter, putting that in place in the first instance. I'm really excited. There's a journey ahead. The difference this year, it's the first time I've sort of been involved in a role where there's quite rightly massive expectation. I was asked that at the fans forum and I smiled and brilliant. I'd rather be at a club where we feel that our ambition, our ultimate aim of promotion is realistic than not being realistic. That's the reality. I think the big thing for me is there are expectations, there is ambition and there are realities. Deal with the reality, and it sounds not a great soundbite, but if football teams finish where finance allows them to, we don't make the playoffs. That's the reality. There's clubs in our division that can throw money around. People sometimes refer to it as cash, but God forbid anyone does that ever again. And that ultimately can limit some clubs. I'll never allow it to limit us. I always believe that there's ways to double the playing budget without spending any more money. There is a way of spending £1 and getting £2 of value, and that is the type of people you get and being really shrewd with how you spend other people's money. I've bought into that from day one at this club, and I think it's really important. So the reality is a third place finish last season gives us a massive starting point, but I'm bored of hearing how well we did last season because we don't get a head start this year. On the opening day of the season, 24 teams will start with nil points, and we need to move forwards and get where we want to be. So the first challenge is to maintain that. And everything that we did last season, we became hard to beat. We were solid. We improved on what we were on the road. What did we generate? A positivity, an engagement, an interest in the club that won us points. So yes, there is expectation now. That expectation cannot become arrogance. And that's around the club. There can't be an arrogance from me. I believe a lot on an individual level. I won an award last year and I'm really proud of that. The trophy hasn't come out the box because that is not worth anything in comparison with the promotion. We will have players that had unbelievable campaigns last year. That doesn't matter. We have to do everything that we did to... We don't have like this, okay, you're now a top three club. We want to be. So we have to maintain that and really look at it and really encourage all the behaviours and all the actions that got us there. We equally have to relish that expectation. And that's around the club that no matter how good a season we had, have, will have this year, next year, whenever that comes, there will be massive moments of adversity during the season. We had a really poor start last year. That's the reality. That's target one to improve. Let's have more than 13 points after 12 games. That is a real focus point for us, that and scoring more goals at home to win more games at home. But that is important that that's around the club, that the expectations don't become unrealistic for what is the National League North, where we will have some poor performances and win games and lose games and draw games. We will have some really good performances that will lose us games along the way, that we'll draw, we don't get, we deserve, and we'll win some and look really confident. But that unity, togetherness, positivity has got to exist. It's something that I hammer home all the time, and I'm a bit of a broken record for it. That played a part last year. That was the biggest thing I felt we turned around, is there was a culture of a bit of negativity, and at times that gets quite toxic. That does play a part out on the football pitch. Anyone that tells you it doesn't, that is a simple, incorrect mentality to have. We changed that. Now, look, there'll always be a percentage that you can't take along with you, that is the unfortunate side of it. But if that expectation becomes arrogance, that becomes negativity in the dressing room, in the corridors of the club, in the stands, no, let's be really realistic and let's want to build. And if we do build, that's an upwards trajectory, and that's in and around those playoff positions again, first and foremost, then into those eliminate around, bypassing rounds, and then, like you say, the ultimate aim of finishing at the top of the pile in what's a really strong division. But then that comes back to the ambition. The ambition is to get promoted. Someone said to me, what's your real ambition for the season ahead? I said 46 wins, 138 points. that isn't realistic. What's the ultimate ambition? Promotion, whether that is by finishing in a seventh place playoff position, the way that the side that got promoted last season did, and progressing through those rounds, whether that is a first place finish, finishing above some, you know, really, really big football clubs, one big football club in particular who are quite rightly everyone's favourite. Can we go toe-to-toe? But let's make sure that we, the foundations that we've built, we continue those behaviours and those actions, all of us. And I say us, and when I mean us, I mean the first team, the entire club, right the way down. We put some stuff in place last season that has created the expectation, and I love that. I love that. I want to be at this club where the football club expects, the city expects, the supporters expect. But let's make sure those expectations don't become preventative of what we're trying to do out there on the pitch, which is get promoted by hook or by crook. So, yeah, excited. Really enthused by what I've seen in pre-season. Delighted with what I've seen from individuals in the group. And just can't wait to get going. It is a journey, and there's a journey ahead. A 46 league game, the FA Cup, the FA Trophy, highs, lows, that feeling on a Sunday morning when you walk in to get your coffee of, have you got a spring in your step and you think I might have breakfast as well? Or have you got a cap on covering your face thinking, I tell you what, I just want to sulk all day. They are the realities, and it's a reminder of how emotionally invested we all get as individuals around the first team is the same as the supporters. But yeah, I can't wait. I've said that to you. I've said that to everyone that'll listen. Can't wait. Massive smile on my face. I'm really excited about what lies ahead. And that starts Saturday.
It does start Saturday. That game in isolation, a nice northern start against Bishop Stortford. What can we expect from them? Obviously, a side that were promoted last year. They'll be on the high from that. Probably in some respects, sounds like they feel probably hard done by in terms of having to play in the north. What will you expect from them as a challenge?
So I think firstly, it's a really good one for us to get away together. I think we're all excited about Elliot Whitehouse's quiz. So Elliot has sort of applied for the role of quizmaster for the bus journey down. And I think that's a source of real excitement. I believe he is one of Yorkshire's most outstanding quizmasters. So really enthused. Expect a really tough test. I used to think, being on the periphery, that I heard people speak about the National League North and no easy games in this division. And it sounds like the type of thing you just come out with because it's the right thing to say. That, for me, is the biggest adjustment between the level I was managing at previously, is that I don't remember last season just enjoying the last 20 minutes of the game because the game was done. And you speak to other managers and it's the same. The games are tight. They are fine margins. I'm expecting a newly promoted side. If you look historically, statistically, the newly promoted side start really well. That is, you look at Banbury and the way they started last season, you look at the way Peterborough Sports started the season last season, you know, they're the only team to have beaten us on our travels. So I expect a really tough test, a really enthusiastic opposition, but organised, solid. I've watched a lot of their stuff from last season, spend a lot of spare time watching and just trying to build profiles of opposition. You don't want to read too much into pre-season because anyone that has done that on us will have a shock. That's the reality. So you've got to be really streetwise about what you're watching. So I think the prep for the opening six games in terms of six opponents is different than what it might be after 20 games because the principles might change, teams might be doing different things, etc., etc. So there's a real focus on the week ahead. So we choose not to play on the Tuesday night in the build-up to have three real focuses, really focused training sessions, which is refine the details, re-establish principles has been the message all through pre-season. Right, the re-established, what do they look like? And a real good week's work. Journey down on Friday. And you know what I'm really looking forward to? Seeing a massive away following again. Because you forget about the gargantuan institution that our away following has been for this level of football. I remember walking out at 10-3 at Alfreton last year and going, wow, we've always travelled well on the opening day. But the people that were telling me at Marine, at Bala, that I bump into streets, and I'm going to Bishop Stortford, I'm flying to Bishop Stortford. It sounds absolutely mental. I believe there's people going to Bishop Stortford via Ireland, people going to Bishop Stortford on the train. Our southern-based supporters, of which there's an enormous amount, that will be delighted that we're playing Bishop Stortford in this division, probably more so than when we play South Shields. I can't wait to see them. I can't wait for you to play your part. I talked last season a lot that there'll be bumps in the road. Hopefully not too many. There were last season. the supporters stuck with the team, they stuck with us, they stuck with the club. We'll need that again. That can't change just because the circumstance of how we start the season might be more positive now than 12 months ago. You played an enormous part. We can't wait to see you. We can't wait to appreciate you, acknowledge you, and know the role that you'll play. You've been massive for us. You can be massive for us again. Stick with us when it's not great. Enjoy those moments when it's fantastic, because we're all guilty of not doing that enough, aren't we? Because the lows, losing a playoff semi-final, wow, we all really feel them. Let's enjoy the highs along that journey. I repeat it, you can't promise success. I can't promise a result on Saturday. What I can guarantee about the people and players in the dressing room is a commitment that will match every one of our supporters. You're getting in a car and you're doing that 300-mile round trip, those Tuesday night aways. We want what you want just as much as you want it. I want to have a season that will always be remembered, because it'll be remembered as the season that we got promoted. I'm not hiding from the P word. I want that. Let's make sure everything we all do on the pitch, off the pitch, in the stands, around the club, every decision we make that affects the football team, me included, the decisions that I make are playing a part in us achieving that ambition. So there's expectation. The time for talking, speculation, about to end. I can't wait. My focus every single day when I'm out on that walk to get a coffee is thinking about, imagine Chester Football Club getting promoted. Imagine those faces. Imagine that feeling. Imagine what it means to people. Well, it's the same for our players. So yeah, on the train, on the coach, in the car, trains, planes, automobiles. I've said it before. It starts on Saturday, and 46 games to ultimately get where we want to get. It won't be easy. There's no divine right. But we're Chester Football Club and we're going to give it a right go.
That wraps us up for July then. Thanks as ever for listening. And after hearing that, it's hard not to get excited now for the big kickoff in 5 days' time. Whether it be planes, trains or automobiles, look forward to seeing you down there. We'll be back next month and we hope to see you again for the Seals podcast. Bye for now.